about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please here live from the bunker. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm going stir crazy. I have to get out of here.
Well,
What
do you mean have to, Daffodil? We did. Earlier this week, we actually realized the way out, and we opened the door, and
I know. Now that I've seen the outside and remember that it's there, I want to go there.
Well,
a lot.
Well, this is where this is our home base right now.
I found the golf cart. We can take the golf cart.
We have yeah. Where did you find a golf cart?
In the garage.
There's a garage?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
and the only thing in the garage is a golf cart and a snowmobile. I wish I'd have known about the snowmobile months ago when we had snow.
Well, how do you know we had snow?
It was winter. There had to be snow.
Well, fine. But, you know, I'm just lucky I found the door to get out of this bunker. But and I sort of distance out just slightly, but we should hold off on talking about that. And we got to focus on the music this week.
Yes, what
are
we playing this week?
A couple interesting songs focusing on wobble. Yeah, wobbles. You know, wobbles?
Like in Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down?
Well, wobble-oriented stuff. That's all I get to say. And on top of that, an interesting one from Jim Stafford we haven't played yet on Why Would You Want to Play That? That's why we're playing it. Well, we're starting off with some interesting submissions. This guy submitted to our email website, whatever, you know?
Generally, if you send it to us, we will play it.
If it's good, if it's cheesy, we're going to play it. So keep in mind, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
Retwood von Donenberg.
Thank you. Apparently, he's actually studied with Alan Silvestri, the guy that made a lot of soundtracks in Hollywood. So this guy's pretty good. We got B Water coming up shortly, and we're starting off with Stay a While. And I invite you to right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
Please, with Redford, Von Dornberg, and B. Water, which makes me think that's great music for a video of a tour of a bottled water plant.
See, I wasn't getting that at all.
I just, the music going around, I see the water flowing down the tubes and into the bottled water, the caps coming on, and then the bottled water moving into the packaging area and getting wrapped and palletized and all that stuff.
I didn't get that at all.
What did you get?
I got mermaids. Dancing.
Mermaids?
Dancing mermaids. That song makes me think of dancing mermaids.
Dancing mermaids.
In the water.
In the water. Okay.
I know some mermaids. They would like that. That would be good music to do mermaiding to.
Well, there we go. Your mermaiding song for you. Be Water by Redford Von Dornberg. And before that, we had a song that had a lot of video game influence there.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
It's called Stay a While.
It's not so much cheesy as it is weird. We like weird.
Well, it mixes in, and he was very glad that we're going to play. So there we go. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodilla, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And you know what? I mean, apparently Daffodil found the golf cart. And
Yes, it's also your weekly dose of the shack-wacky this week.
Yeah, well, you've escaped the shack-wackiness of the bunker, apparently. And
yes, I took the golf cart for a spin around.
Yes.
And I can't see anything for miles.
Well,
apparently that's not a bad thing.
Well, what's out there? I never really...
Trees.
Well, yeah.
More trees, fences.
Fences.
We're all fenced in.
Oh, that's
so we
good.
Have a perimeter fence and there are big cameras on top of it. That's not so bad.
Well, I kind of wonder where you went.
Nobody shot me. It's all good.
It's good. And let's change the topic and go wobbling down the highway.
Well, so we're going to listen to those wobble songs.
Well, not wobbling
down
the highway.
Well, these wobble songs, anyway.
Not wobbling down the highway, but, you know, it's just wobbling, you know? We got three, count them, three wobble songs. I can't believe I found three songs.
And I'm going to point out, just for anyone who might actually listen to modern music,
yes.
The wobble song that actually charted recently, which is not appropriate for our show, is not one of them.
Oh, well, what?
These are old wobble songs.
Oh, I'm not going to go there if it's not appropriate.
Not appropriate, just
okay,
ignore it.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. We're going to play Wobble Lou a little later by Hector and the Eastmen. But our sets,
we're starting off with...
Yeah, well, not quite. We're going to be playing Garland Owens and Kula Wobble Shake shortly. I'm doing this backwards, I'm sorry.
You are. It's confusing.
I'm confusing myself.
All right, starting off with...
Diane and the Darlettes and the Wobble.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Come on and wobble. Hey, hey, come on, baby.
Come on and wobble.
Hey, hey, come on, baby.
Hey, we're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
Come on, everybody, take a trip with me.
Goomba,
goomba, goomba, goomba. To that new swing state called Hawaii.
Goomba, 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 goomba.
They say Hawaii is a swinging place.
Goomba, 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 goomba.
All the girls are hiding through the hula bar and shake.
Goomba, 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 goomba.
You take a bath like the church big bath, add a little touch of this Hawaiian jazz. You shake your shoulders, move the feet, man, this dead jazz can't be beat. So come on over now, don't you wait.
Goomba, 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 goomba.
Addictive dance called the hula wobble shake.
Goomba, 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 goomba.
Come on everybody, do the hula wobble shake. Yeah, that's it. Don't show us too. You got it now.
Please, Garland Owens, Hula Wobble Shake. A little scratchy, but it's not something you find every day on YouTube or iTunes or stuff like that.
It's not something you come across normally.
Hey, you know, Daffodil, there's a new company I created, YouTunes.
I heard that.
There we go. We're going to play another Wobble song. We got Hector the Eastman and Wobble Lou on.
Cheese, please.
Hector the Eastman of Wobble Lou, and ending off our Wobble tribute, songs that you can play at a dance with a lot of intoxicated people.
Who are wobbling around.
Exactly. So that sort of works in quite nicely, doesn't it?
It does.
My name is Star Tooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
And I'm slightly annoyed, Daffodil.
Why?
Because you didn't tell me about the golf cart in the garage.
If I told you about the golf cart, you would want to drive it, and then you would crash it, and things would be bad.
Why would I crash it?
Have you ever driven a golf cart?
Well, I've seen it on movies and TV. It's not...
No. Have you ever driven a golf cart?
It doesn't seem hard. It's like driving a car fast.
No. Have you ever driven a golf cart?
I can't see a problem of actually driving around on the grass and that. Maybe
just answer the question.
No.
Well, we'll have some lessons in the garage and then you can go outside.
Is the garage...
garage is big.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, you need to do your thing quick.
Why?
Because we don't have a lot of time left in the show.
Okay.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Yeah, exactly. And the reason...
I don't know why you want to play this, but anyway.
I do. This is a Jim Stafford song we've never played before. This is from the early 1980s, after his 70s success with Wildwood Weed and, you know, the other stuff, Spiders and Snakes. This was a later song, to put it politely. I don't know if it was a hit. I can't say if it was, but it's kind of cool.
It's odd.
Cowboy Patty.
No, it's not called Cowboy Patty. It's called Cow Patty.
Oh, well, I like to add titles and stuff, apparently.
Apparently.
Right here on
Cheese Please!
From the Badlands came the killer. He lived by the knife and the gun. He'd cut you just for standing, shoot you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased, and everything he did was bad. They said if you was to kill him, it'd only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl. Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer, on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had killed her daddy, just for spitting in the road. You only had to kill her daddy once to get that gal P.O.'d. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. Killer hit town at daybreak, ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink, you could tell he was thinking there'll be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust, old Flame was buzzing like a saw. And the whole town got as quiet as a church when the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other, but they shot that town to hell. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. Killer took a step toward Patty, said, "It's time I gunned you down." But he slipped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped and it cost him his life. And Patty said as she roared out of town, "You gotta watch your step when you know the chips are down." Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yi-yay, Cow Patty.
Cheese Please! Jim Stafford and Cow Patty. Just goes to show you, you gotta watch where you step out there.
Yes, because you could slip on a cow patty.
And then you gotta clean up after it. It's on your shoe. You take it into your house. You rub it on your carpet. It goes on your floor.
The smell is everywhere.
Just thinking about it. On your why would you want to play that now? I'm thinking about that, you know, other than Jim Stafford. Why do you want to play that? Weird.
Because you'd never heard it before.
Well, that's true. My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of another amazing, fantastic, and fabulous episode of Cheese Please.
Yeah, we're going off to dinner shortly, but Daffodil, I just thought about this. Now, I was a little annoyed earlier about the whole...
golf cart thing?
Yeah. And I thought, well, you offered to, like, train me and
offered to teach you how to drive the golf cart.
Yeah, so can we do that, like, after supper?
Yes. It's all charged up again.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Okay. I plug it. When you take it out, you have to make sure you plug it back in.
Oh, how long does it take to charge up?
A couple hours.
Oh, really? That's
yes,
pretty quick.
It's so pretty quick.
We could, like, go somewhere.
Maybe. We could leave the bunker and do the show from somewhere else. But packing all the gear in the golf cart, there's not a room for a lot of stuff. Just keep that in mind.
Well, we'll come back here for now until we figure out the lay of the land, so to speak.
Yes.
Because you say there's, like, trees and fences, and I... a lot of nothing else. So, I mean,
Googled. There's a couple of towns close by.
Really?
There's a village.
Oh.
There's a diner.
So you know where we are.
Not exactly.
How did you Google it then?
I said, "I am here. What's close to me?" And Google told me.
Google knows that?
Google can tell you what's close to you.
Wow. And they know where the bunker is. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I don't know if they know that I'm in the bunker. They just know where I am.
No,
sort of.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss this later. We'll take a drive in the golf cart, but I got to do this, right? Here it comes, a piece of paper.
It's the Tube Tune of the Week.
And we rip out, and it's Tony the Tiger from the Frosted Flakes thing.
No, it's Thurl Ravenscroft.
Well, the voice of the Tony the Tiger guy. You know, that for many years, Thurl Ravenscroft, and I Ain't Afraid. And he's a mean one, Mr. Grinch, too. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week of Cheese Please, You're Wacky, Warped, and Weird. Come back next week. I promise we'll be wackier, warpeder, and weirder.
Afraid of coyotes howling in the night. I'd afraid of the rattler for its deadly bite. But there's that wildcat in the city that fills me with despair. Oh man, he's turned to jelly when she runs her fingers through my hair. I ain't afraid of the buzzards flying overhead. I ain't afraid of a six gun pointed at my head. But there's that wildcat in the city who's roped me in for sure. For the kind of spell she's got on me, they just ain't found a cure. I ain't afraid to bust a bronco down at the old corral. I ain't afraid to roll my sleeves up and fight to help a pal. That wildcat in the city, and when she holds me tight, it's just like dropping a match on a keg of dynamite. I ain't afraid to round up rustlers running from the law. I ain't afraid of a stranger beating me to the draw. But there's that wildcat in the city, she's out to stake her claim. She lassoed my heart, now she's out to get my name. I ain't afraid of being lonely. Alone I like to be, but it's too late, because that wildcat has put her brand on me.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of De Wacky, De Warped, and De Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.